The first question is to describe your evolution as a teacher of diversity and social justice content.
Okay. Stems early on from being a student at UC Berkeley in some very diverse classes, very diverse student population. And then when I finished my engineering degree, which, by the way, was engineering was not very diverse in terms of women and groups other than Caucasian and Asian. So when I finished my degree, unlike most of my classmates, I went into the Peace Corps instead of working as an engineer. And I did that as a teacher. Even though my degree was in engineering, I had enough math to be considered as a math teacher. So I served for 2 years, and that, before I went in, I was good at math and science, but I wasn't sure exactly what I wanted to do. I figured I would do engineering since that's what my degree was in, but I wasn't ready for a 9-to-5 particularly. So that experience really motivated me, inspired me to teach, and so I came back knowing I wanted to teach. When I left for the Peace Corps, I was kind of tired of school, but when I came back, I thought I would try to use my engineering degree, since I had one, and go back to grad school, because I wanted to teach, and I thought I could try at the university level, but at that point I was open to teaching at different levels. So I was successful there, and became aware of the severe problems in engineering with diversity and gender issues, and the lack of female and non-white, non-Asian people in engineering in the U.S. So I've always sort of had that in mind, and as a teacher, trying to encourage any women that do make it into the engineering classes, utilizing my Peace Corps experience in posing questions in class and projects in class, instead of just, when I went to school, in industrial engineering, our problems were always about making widgets, which is a generic term for something you would make in a factory. And so you can introduce and practice a lot of concepts using that. And the idea is that you understand that it applies to anything. And so I started doing that when I first started teaching. But I very quickly moved away from that to try to make it something more relevant to the students, and also relevant beyond the developed world. Having lived in Kenya, I had seen a lot of need, and so I wanted to focus some of the attention there. And so I can teach the same concepts, and the students can get the same techniques, methods, benefits, but now we're applying them in these other contexts. And they have to make the leap to say, oh, right, well, I did it in this context, but it really applies to everything. But I think it's no harder to do that than to learn everything about widgets and then try to see how those apply to something else.
Are there any other, like, personal, family, or social, or political factors or events that you would add to your evolution into teaching DSJ?
A good example of that is when I was a student at Berkeley, engineers, as everywhere, have a very tight schedule. A lot of units, a lot of times classes that are not worth very many units but require a lot of effort. And so because of that, we get very few electives. And most of my classmates, when they had an elective, would do finance or would do an extra engineering course or something like that. And I took Chicano studies, I took Asian American studies, and philosophy, and I just felt like it would, like I wanted to, I was interested in it, make me a more well-rounded person, having interactions with the diversity at Berkeley, which I did quite a bit of, even though I have said it wasn't that diverse in the engineering area, but I was also in the Cal Band, and so everybody from all disciplines were in there. So anyway, I put a little bit of effort some time ago, and I had the interest. So besides that, of course, the Peace Corps is a big influence, but you know, I applied and wanted to do that, so that was, I guess, reinforced. The other thing I did was, I was a Fulbright scholar after my time here. That was in 2009-2010, which I think gave me more examples and made me a bit more well-rounded. I had my Kenya experience sort of in a time capsule from 1984-85, and then so I went again so many years later. I was able to update that experience, make some new contacts that I used in, for some classes and clubs. And, I think that's probably about it as far as that evolution, the influences on it.
Okay.